Vossi and Brandy, your thoughts on the general runabout footy players' chances of getting a CT scan? The cost to the game would be huge. That's right. It, like, Vossi, when, you, when you're talking about it's the NRL players, what about all the players? What about players playing rugby league?
Players.
Across
playing
the
rugby
country.
League country. Yeah, that's right. Blokes, the club, you know, every bush town's got a legend who's played, you know, into his 40s and, you know, things like that. I mean, the number of knocks they have on the hard grounds, out, you know, out in the bush as well. Massive issue. Pedro the Rooster, good to hear from Pedro, or Dr. Pedro, as he calls himself. Wouldn't be surprised that when Brandy comes to after his op, that there is a pizza sitting next to him. That would be menu log, little bloke with his pizza.
Menu log. They've caught up with me, finally. Oh, that dragged on, didn't it? That was. Is Simon the same bloke who does the Kogan mobile ads, Fossey?
No. No, he's not.
Probably not.
Text. No.
I wouldn't think
And we're getting the wind up here. What do you call a reptile who likes? What do you call a large reptile who likes to stir up petty fights on social media? An instigator. Reports are coming in that Boy George has been attacked by a reptile on the set of I'm a Celebrity. They should have got a karma chameleon, but apparently they come and go. just text out there. Martin's on the wacky tobacco early this morning.
Now for Anytime Fitness, Michelle Bishop. Morning, Michelle again.
Good morning, guys. Big night at the NRL judiciary tonight. Felice Kaufusi will be wishing Gus Gould was on the panel as he faces in person. So he won't be going via video link. I think he wants to make it a little bit more personal. Usually they don't front when it's interstate, but he's fighting a grade 2 dangerous conduct charge. He's rolling the dice because if he doesn't get off, it goes from 3 to 4 matches. He'll be sitting on the sideline. And if there was ever a time that Wayne Bennett would be hoping and praying, it'd be about now because, of course, the Dolphins take on the Broncos, his former club, on Friday night at Suncorp Stadium. Now, Phil Gould claims Kaufusi in this case has gone a touch early, and really the only difference to this tackle to the way he tackles each and every week is because this was actually on a halfback. Let's take a listen.
He was a half step too late.
Because he wasn't a
half step.
We're trying
too late.
We have this theory in the game that made that halfback.
But no chance to pull out.
Protected.
Yeah, but no chance to pull out.
Well, agree with that.
He should not be sitting on the sideline for that. There is no way in the world he deserves to be sitting on the sideline for that. No way in the world. But they'll find a way.
Guys, that audio, thanks to 100% Footy. It'll be interesting to see, and if you recall back in round 3 against the Roosters, Kaufusi floored Brandon Smith with a so-called late shot. No disciplinary action was taken there, and I believe his legal team is expected to reference the Joseph Swalehi tackle on when they played the Warriors against Shaun's Nickel Clockster in round 2. It's similar to the Kaufusi shot on Hastings, but Joseph was only fined $3,000. But I think you're kind of better off heading to the local news agency and buying a lottery ticket, and I don't condone gambling or encourage.
That's a big turnaround, isn't it? So if he gets it downgraded to a one, he gets a fine. If he fails, he gets 4 weeks. That's a massive difference. I did say
big role.
When Joseph Swalehi made that tackle that he did, he hit the guy in the back of the ribs. I can't remember the player that he hit, but I said if he was a second rower and that was a halfback, he'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
I said that during the game.
Yes. Now, again, I'm just trying to think, because it was a fine, so you can only use guilty verdicts as legal precedent. So because it was a fine and he accepted the fine, then I suppose it can be presented. But you couldn't run a tackle where a bloke hasn't been charged. So, well, you didn't charge him for doing this. You can't use that as evidence. You can only use guilty or incidents where players have been found guilty. So I suppose a fine is, and accepted is, a guilty thing, so they'll bring the Swalehi one into it. Now, Aussies to feature in America's new T20 tournament. As I said at the top of the program, I am not hopping on the San Francisco Unicorns bus in the T20s in America.
Okay, well, the player draft was held yesterday. Aaron Finch was given the captaincy of the San Fran Unicorns. Marcus Stoinis and Brody Couch also in that squad. The Seattle Orcas have picked up Mitch Marsh off the back of his unbeaten 66 against India. Aussie wicketkeeper Matthew Wade is tipped to join the Texas team. It's a bit of a smash and dash, played across 3 weeks in Texas and North Carolina. 6 teams, of course, backed by very wealthy, in fact, filthy rich Indian businessmen and celebrities. $174 million. It's a $1.5 million salary cap for each side. Now, Steve Smith was supposed to join New York. That's obviously his second home. He's made that quite known, but he won't play this year because it clashes with the Ashes. But he is in talks for 2024.
Now, you know, a bit of background on the San Francisco Unicorns. They mightn't be Indian. term for a startup company with a valuation over $1 billion, typically a tech firm from Silicon Valley. Example, San Francisco. There we go. Thanks, Michelle.
Done your research. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Talk
you,
soon.
Michelle.
He always has. 7 minutes to 8 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.